Boker Tov, everyone. We're heading to the last simon over here in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, simon Tov Reish Chav Dalad, Seder Motzei Yom Kippurim. We have done Tfilas Mincha. Well, we did obviously Shachas and Musaf, Mincha, two simonim ago. Last simon we did Tfilas Ne'ila, and now we've gotten to everyone's favorite part of Yom Kippurim, and that is Maariv. Okay, we're Motzei Yom Kippurim, where, it's a difficult Tfila. Everyone asks, how can you say Slach Lanu? At Tfilas Maariv Yom Kippurim, you just had Slicha Mechila, you were just freed from all your sins. So what are you saying Slach Lanu for at Maariv Yom Kippur? So I don't know if it's said Beritzinut exactly, but they claim that since you are so hungry, you're going to speed through Maariv. You've already done the brachas of Kriyat Shema, the first couple of brachas Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to have to ask Slach Lanu already for that tefillah, because it's a difficult tefillah for everyone, the Maariv Motzei Yom Kippurim, when you're thinking about going to eat. At the end of the day, we have a whole simon over here about important dinim over here, Motzei Yom Kippurim. It says, Mispalin Faz Arvis Ve'omer Avdallah B'Chonei Nadas. We dive in regular Maariv, and you say Avdallah in Chonei Nadas, like every other Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yantif. You say Avdallah in Chonei Nadas, that's the Avdallah that we have in tefillah. Okay, we hold it. Yeah, but you didn't say it. You don't have to go back, but make sure you don't eat before making Avdallah. Fine. Siv Beis. Just like we learned at the beginning of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that we have an idea of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is really the makor of all Tosefes Yontif and Shabbos. For those who hold Tosefes Shabbos, Shabbos Yontif, where everyone holds Tosefes Yom Kippurim as Delraisa. Okay? And we said that Gemara writes over there that it's Bein B'lefon of Bein Acharav, but just like you have to accept Yom Kippurim early, you have to take Yom Kippurim out late. So it says over here, Sarach Lahosi Michola Lakodesh, Gambi Yitziaso, Shiamtinu Me'at Acher Yitziaso Kochavim, you can't eat. You can't even hear exactly at Tzitzis Kochavim. You have to wait a little bit more. Okay, this is not so practical nowadays, because at the end of the day, we add minutes anyways to the Chumrah of not wanting to do Malach and stuff like that. We end up ending Yom Kippurim late. We'll get to exactly the Shir in a second. And therefore, they're not a great Nafkarina, but just you should know that you're Mekayim a Mitzvah when you add on to Yom Kippurim. Then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Now, how much do you have to wait? So Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal talks about over here those who are Makbid on Rabbeinu Tam. Those are Makbid and Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes after Shkia, should they be Makbid all Sunday Motzei Yom Kippurim, where they just fasted the whole day? Says Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal the following, Shiyamtinu. Ein sarach lahantin ayin beis dako lakar shkia like Rabbeinu Tam. You do not have to wait 72 minutes after Shkia like Rabbeinu Tam. Even though we're dealing with the Daraisa over here, nevertheless, definitely here in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is not like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore one can eat before the 72-minute shir. Ela im kenu noig lacharik Rabbeinu Tam tami. Unless he is makbid on Rabbeinu Tam at all times. And even with this, it's not so poshut that you still have to wait over here 72 minutes. It's only those who are makbid on Rabbeinu Tam mi'ikr didino. Meaning there's two reasons why one waits 72 minutes. Either because you learn up the sugya, or his rav holds that mi'ikr didin, you have to wait like a Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha is like a Rabbeinu Tam, you wait for Rabbeinu Tam. Or those who hold like in America, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it's nachul lahachmir ka Rabbeinu Tam. It's a good idea for your Yishmael to be machmir. If you're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, you don't lose mi'ikr didin. And you're very hungry, you're not feeling so well, you don't have to be makbid on Rabbeinu Tam, even though the rest of the year you generally are makbid on Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Hemshech of Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. Zakinu, Odom Chalosh, Nodoma, Lo Yachmir Klal. A Zakin, or someone who's weak, should not be makbid. This is a psak. Don't be makbid. Okay? Aboli makbid k Rabbeinu Tam, Mikr Didin. But even if this person is makbid like Rabbeinu Tam, Mikr Didin, he holds 72 minutes. It's the end of Shabbos. It's the end of Yom Kippur. So Yachman Hamdi, not even if he's a little weak. Or is that, obviously we're talking about B'kuach Nefesh, not talking about B'kuach Nefesh over here, then he should be Machman. Okay, but he writes up, B'feresh Minag Ashkenazim Yerushalayim, Lahantin Kishlosha B'shalosh Dakot, the Minag in Yerushalayim is 33 minutes after Shkia. One could lichatchila go ahead and eat 33 minutes after Shkia, and Lechor, someone who's very, very weak, could have given me room to be Makel for a few minutes before that. Okay, so that is the lach over here, and you're Mekayim the din of don't think if you eat at 33 minutes, you're still Mekayim the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim at 33 minutes over here. Siv Dal. Mevarchim ala or. Okay, sorry. Okay, skip one. Siv Gimel. Mavdilin ala kos, we make Avdallah after Maariv, we make Avdallah ala kos. Ve'ein mevarchim ala basam afilu chalios b'shabbos. And even if it falls like a Shabbos, you still are not making make a bracha on a besamim motzei Shabbos. Okay, why should this be? What's the whole purpose of besamim? Besamim is to return our neshama yaseiros. So explains the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkatan. Hey. Okay, a few of Chalios Shabbos. Shetama bracha. The reason why we make Purim and Eves Samim regularly, kidei lahashiv et the nefesh nei neshama yaseira shalchala. Because generally we want to bring back the neshama yaseira. The neshama yaseira is leaving our bodies on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we want to make shiv the nefesh. The sense of smell is the closest thing to the neshama. Okay, it's the closest sense to the smell. It's the least physical of all the senses. And therefore, it's the closest to the neshama. Therefore, we smell b'sam and motzi Shabbos in order to make our neshama feel a little better that he lost his neshama yisera. V'ashav, however, b'yom ha-kippurim, lo hayad bo neshama yisera. Minei ha-tainis, on yom ha-kippurim, you don't have a neshama yisera because the tainis lo neshama yisera is extra oneg Shabbos, and that's how we fade the neshama yisera. On yom kippur, we have a tainis. That's the reason why you don't have a neshama yisera, and therefore there's no reason for b'samim on motzei Yom HaKippurim, even when it falls out on Shabbos. That's the Psak of the Mechabra. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and he says over here, Avol Rabbi Me'achronim Cholkim Al Zeh. Many of the Achronim disagree with the Psak of the Mechabra, V'sorim Dikesh Shechal B'Shabbos, when it falls out on Shabbos, Yeyush Levarech Ala B'Samim, V'ein Kan Chashash Baruch Ala Batala. You should make a bracha on the B'Samim, and there's no bracha Ala Batala. Came in Shinen, because at the end of the day, what are you doing? You're making a bracha on b'samim. All the time, if you smell b'samim for the sense of smell, for the sake of smell, you have to make a bracha all year round. So it's not a bracha levatala to do it now. Okay? Umikol makom, he says, ein lahoros l'tzibur kein limchos b'yad makom shnagum beis kneses. Shalol v'arach ala b'samim, but not to be mocha on a beis kneses as a minhag, not to make a bracha on the b'samim, rat laktum b'beit l'yachal v'arach, but in his house, he could go ahead and make a bracha on the b'samim. So the Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin at some point, you see from his words, what the chashash is. So what's the problem? Why would you be machmer if there's no chashash? There is still somewhat of a chashash, and that is, perhaps, if you don't really need besamim, so you don't just mach these brachas in the middle of Avdallah. It's sort of a hefsik in the middle of Avdallah between the brachas Brei Bria Guffin and Amavdol Ben Kodesh Lechol. And therefore, beautiful, very beautiful, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin has a perfect eitz over here to get out of both of the shitas. He says over here, Yesh Levarach V'chei Minhag Ashkenazim. The Minhag Ashkenazim is to make a bracha on besamim. Motzi Yom Kippur that falls on the Shabbos. Ayin B'sim Reis HaSim HaSim Hei B'ver Allah Chadim HaSim Ein. V'lachei Nira Shuot Din Lekan Shiv Baruch Al Besamim La'achar Shtiyah Sayayim B'gamar Avdallah. What you could do, go ahead, is don't put the bracha besamim in the middle of Avdallah. After you finish Avdallah, drink the kos, then you can make a bracha on the besamim and then pass it around. And therefore, you yotzei both shitas over here by going in a dick. It doesn't have to be in the middle of Avdallah. Generally, you put it in the middle of Avdallah. But over here, to Machber for shitas Machaber says, don't make a bracha on besamim. We'll do it after the Avdallah. And that is the minhag. This year is not Shabbos anyway, so it's not going to be an Afmina for this year. But for Yom Kippur, falls on a Shabbos. That's the Eitza over here. Yes, Rukhana. Okay, moving on to Sif. Moving on to Sif Dal. That's Besam. Okay, now we get to the other part of Dal. What about Brei Mirah? And that's really the big tumult in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay, why? Because the Gemara tells us that on Yom Kippur, you can only make a bracha on a Nir Shel Shavas. Okay, the Nir Shel Shavas, only in a Nir that rested on Yom Kippurim, only that you're going. I mean, a candle that was lit before and has been going throughout Yom Kippurim, only in that type of candle you can make a brach on, not a nuke. You cannot light a match. Okay, anyway, we'll see it inside right now. Says the Mechaber over Sif Dal. Mivarchin ala or. We make a bracha al borim ha-reish. Ve mivarchin motzi yom ha-kippurim ala or shotziya atam min ha-avanim. We do not make a bracha on motzi yom ha-kippurim on eish that comes from avanim. Meaning striking two rocks together, you do not make a bracha on the Mishnah Berurah. Points out over here also. Now that same thing over here. Sivkatan zayin vuotin koshiyotziya min ha-atzei gofris. Shikoring shveblich. Shveblich, it says over there, is gafurit, which are matches. Same thing with matches, you can't light a match and make a bracha on such a candle on Motzei Yom HaKippur. Why? Why also? What's different than Yotzei Yom HaKippur? So, let's start with the point that we understand. And Motzei Yom HaKippur in general, we do not make a Brei Mirah. There is no Brei Mirah, not in Brei Mesamim, on Motzei Yom HaKippur, only on Motzei Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is only going to time that we're going to say a Brei Mirah on Yom HaKippur. So what's going on over here? Because Yom Kippur, what's going on? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. He explains very beautifully. So the reason why there's a difference between Yom Kippurim and Shabbos. The reason why we make Borim HaReisha Motzei Shabbos. She'enu al lezecher shenivra or Motzei Shabbos. The reason, if you didn't know this, the reason why we say Borim HaReisha on Motzei Shabbos is because the only thing that was not created during the first days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the first 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, was Eish. Eish was created only Motzei Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about in this. Maybe time Machshava, and but that's the Metzias that Adam Rishon only found Eish, only on Motzei Shabbos, only created in Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, the Zecher to this, we make up Reim Eish Motzei Shabbos. And that's why it doesn't apply by Yom Tov, and it should not apply by Yom Kippurim either. Adam Rishon Hikish Avonim Motzei Yom Shabbos. There, Adam Rishon put two rocks together on the first Motzei Shabbos, Behotzi Me'an Eish. Lekach, that's also very, that's also something to think about. Also, what does it mean it wasn't created? Adam Rishon didn't create it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So, but Adam Rishon, but there are a lot of things that Adam Rishon did after creation. And we don't create it, we don't consider it as part of creation. This is part of creation, and Adam Rishon put two rocks together. Fine. That's about a different time. Okay, Ishim, Motzei Shabbos, Zev, Vezev, Behotzi Me'an Eish. Lekach, Mutar, Levarech, Al Eish, Kazem, Mamash, Yotziyo, At. That's the reason why we make it on Motzei Shabbos. Or the reason why we make a bracha on the or. It's in order to show the point that Yom Kippur is more kadosh than all other Yomim Tovim. Okay, whether it's more kadosh than Shabbos or night, that's a machlokas in the Tanaim. I'm not going to get into that now. But it's definitely more kadosh than the other Yomim Tovim. That's why we have six aliyahs. Fine. And therefore it's usher to make fire on Yom Kippur. Hashem ain't kenyot. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to use fire. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do this. And or, therefore, vi'ata, hutter. And also, only right now, Motzei Yom Kippur is showing that now it's mutter to use fire. Okay, on Yom Kippur was not mutter. On Yom Kippur, it is now mutter to. V'aviyat eish dover chiddushim uvarchim alav. And therefore, eish Motzei Yom Kippur, mash ain't ken on other Yom Kippur, is a chiddush, and therefore make a bruch on it. V'zeh lo shaykh ele b'or sheshavas. But that's only going to be nicker by a fire that rested. Okay, a fire that rested, a fire that was there already on Yom Tif, that you're allowed to use. You can't create a new fire on Yom Tif. So therefore, we dafka want to use a nir that was shavas, which on Yom Kippur is usher to use during Yom Kippur, and Yom Tif it is mutter. And therefore, that's why we want to make a bracha on the or sheshavas and Motzei Yom Kippur. Rotzei lomar. It was in the world on Yom Kippur during Yom Kippur. And we don't get enough from it during Yom Kippur. We don't cook with it during Yom Kippur. And now we're showing now it's mutter to use this fire. But if we now strike a match, that was us, that would be us around other Yom Tovim also. And therefore we're not showing anything new about Yom Kippur. That's why we want Dafka or Shoshavas. Okay? That is what's going on over here. Achei, says the Mishnah Berurah, what about if Yom Kippur falls on a Motzei Shabbos? It's also Shabbos, so maybe now I could look at Lenin. Achei, if Chal Yom Kippur Shabbos, Mutter Medina Levarach Motzei Shabbos, or is that maker that did it should be Mutter, because of Machmer Shabbos you could do it. Achei, Minig Olam, Hachmer, the Minig Olam is to be Machmer, even on Motzei Shabbos, Yom HaKippur. Okay, so that is the machlokas, or that is what we do over here, and we dafka make a bracha on the or shel Shabbos. We will continue from over here. Next time we'll talk about the other shita in the mechaber over Yosher Mevarch al Munarisha. We'll stop from there. We'll explain that shita, and we will continue Bezrat Hashem and finish off Hilchos Yom Kippurim next time. Ad kan for today. Everyone have a great day.